speak resurrection. I speak resurrection. In the name of Jesus, I speak resurrection. I cancel every assignment of the enemy. Sicknesses, diseases, illnesses, calamity, negative. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. And by the blood of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' mighty name. I speak right now. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. Lord, let your download of that divine hunger and thirst for you, especially righteousness and for your word. I speak righteousness. I speak hunger and thirst to rise, to be desperate for your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Children, you go back to your children's church. God is downloading every time when we meet together in the body of Christ. God downloads revelation. Say with me, revelation. Every time when we meet together as a member of the body of Christ, in a church, celebrate, prayer meeting, dimensions of God have been downloaded from heaven.
Amen.
And one of the things that God will do, preaching, singing, prophesying, declaring the word, declaration, decree, these four dimensions have to come according to the Bible. Paul said, if I come speaking in tongues, what a prophet, just take that, that way, unless I speak. I like, serious, read with me. Now, brethren,
I can't speak in tongues. What shall I profit you unless I speak to you in the dimension?
When you, this morning, you will have this dimension. Revelation, God will reveal to you.
Amen.
You know, the revelation of God comes through the Holy Spirit. From the heart of God comes through revelation. Now we are dealing with the book of parables. And many downloads of understanding coming down from revelation. Second, by knowledge. We know knowledge. Third, by prophesying or prophetic word. And then by teaching or by doctrine. Four dimensions. Say with me, revelation. Knowledge. Prophesying. And doctrine. Say doctrine. Or instruction or teaching. The proper word is doctrine. God is now moving in the body of Christ in this dimension. A time of unsound doctrine has come. That is why we are now emphasizing on the proper doctrine. What we believe. What we know. And there are certain dimensions that we got to know properly. One of the things, Jesus is in session today. He is the head of the church. He is now related to you. You are born again. You are connected to God. Jesus. And today I want to share on that today. Turn with me to the book of... turn with me to book of Acts. I want to read from chapter 3, verse 17 onwards. Say, we are living in a time of restoration.
Amen.
Say, restoration.
Restoration.
All the experience of Jesus Christ that have been lost in the Middle Ages now been restored. And now the final restoration now is what we call the apostolic prophetic dimension has come into the body of Christ. Now the body of Christ will move. Now it's the saints' ministry. Do you know evangelism has taken a different turn? There's no longer evangelism taking place present currently. It's now it's apostolic prophetic evangelism. Those days we get a person get saved and then leave you alone, where to go, whichever church you have. But this time God released the dimension of salvation, bring them to the body of Christ, get them saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, activate all the gifts. Get them water baptized, get them into a maturity mood.
Amen. Yes.
That is what is happening. It's no more a lone ranger. It's the fivefold ministry that is moving in the body of Christ. And if you are born again, you've got to be part of the body of Christ by being in the local church. You cannot be a loose cannon. You must be a part of the local church. That is important, because that is where you find your place and find your functioning. But your giftings and your function will be released. How do you find your calling? In a local church. You know, God, how do you know that God can download a calling to serve Him and to be part, to equip the body of Christ to be a part of the local church? And this local church will be a part of the worldwide body of Christ. We call it a universal church. That is how it functions. This is one of the things that we need to understand in these last days. Turn with me to first Acts chapter 3. I want to read from verse 17 to verse 21. This is Peter's first message after the day of Pentecost. And he is now presenting the gospel properly. And now, yet now, brethren, I know you did this in ignorance, so did your rulers. This is the crucifixion of the Lord. But those things which God foreknew by the mouth of his prophets, that Christ should suffer, and thus is fulfilled. Verse 19, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that the time of refreshment may come from the presence of the Lord, that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before. Whom heaven, say with me, with heaven, whom heaven must receive until, say with me, until the times of restoration, the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken in the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. The time of restoration, a time of refreshing. We have experienced a lot of refreshing, don't we?
Yes.
Over the past years, 20 years, we have a lot of refreshing from the presence of God. Restoration, refreshing will come when a doctrine is established. One of the things, the last days doctrine will be well established. The fivefold ministry anointing grace doctrine will be established. And this is what happening in the body of Christ. Many things have changed. Even in the world, many things have changed. One of the great things that we need to know is our connection with God must be very real, intimate, real. Cannot be superficial. Today I pray that as I share God's word in reality, you will know what Jesus said, I'm building my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. It's, I am building my church. It is on what is built. It's built on thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Your faith and your life must be rested on Jesus and his word.
Amen.
From the head to the heart. It is not an historical Jesus. It's the real Jesus who is alive.
Yeah.
You know, when God stepped into planet Earth, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Father loved the world, and he says the world was lost through Adam. Now he wants to bring back the world to his children, children back to himself. This is what we call redemption. And his plan was to send a man from heaven, God himself becoming man. And so Jesus, the Word, became flesh. And we know the story of Christmas. This is called the incarnation of Jesus. God stepping down, overshadowing, when Mary said, be done according to your word. When Mary received a revelation from the angel and said, you're going to be, you're going to give birth to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Because Mary was not married, she was engaged and not married. So how can this be? The Holy Spirit will come and overshadow you. Mary could not have known the consequence and the struggle that she's going through. She just overlooked that and said, as long as God is involved, the Holy Spirit involved, be done according to your word. And the word became flesh and Jesus was conceived. This is how Jesus took his human body upon this earth. Jesus was born with a human body like me, but at least he was sinless. He was without sin. And he went through the 3 years to fulfill the work of redemption. He gave himself. You know, you and I are born to live, but Jesus was born to die. Born to redeem us. Say redemption.
Redemption.
Redemption is God is buying back us. By creation he lost. Now by redemption he's going to buy us forever.
Amen.
And Jesus came. And so his death, his life, his death, burial, resurrection. Burial 3 days and 3 nights. In truth, if you really know, Jesus died on the Wednesday. Not on a Friday. 3 days and 3 nights, and he rose. And that this doctrine or this dimension of truth that on me revealed, the 3 days, 3 nights, the unseen work of God, Jesus went to the lower part of the hell and took the power and the of death and hell and brought life. He took from Satan what the devil stole from Adam. And brought back and came back in his spirit, and then we have the resurrection. So can you see with me, Jesus died, buried, rose again. Then the Bible tells us he took his blood completely to heaven, because heaven need to be cleansed. He took his blood, and he took, and 40 days and 40 nights he came back and he thought about the redemption. After 40 days we have what we call the official ascension. Say with me, official ascension.
Official ascension.
Turn with me to Mark chapter 16, verse 19. He was there, he gave the Great Commission. This is the resurrected Jesus. He died, rose, he's resurrected, glorified body. Now he's giving the disciples to wait for me in the Mount of Olives, and I will give you instruction. And then he gave the Great Commission. Say Great Commission. He gave them instruction. And then the Bible tells us in verse 16:19. Can you read with me? So that after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up in heaven and sat up in the right hand of God. He was received up in heaven. He went up. So now can you imagine, or just use your satellite memory, which is real, and he went up to heaven. Other scriptures tell us in Luke chapter 4, verse 24, verse 50 to 53, he parted from them. He was carried up in heaven and lifted up in his priestly blessing. This is what we call the ascension. Say with me, ascension. Very little teaching of after the ascension, what is he doing? Jesus was ascended. Second, Jesus was glorified. He went and said he was glorified. He was exalted. Say with me, ascension. Glorification. And exaltation. This is what we have no teaching, that's few. We are trying to restore. When Jesus was enthroned, according to Psalms 110, verse 1, he sat down back in authority. You see, he was God. He came as a man. He limited himself to the limitation of the human body because for redemption. Now he is glorified. He is now ascended. Now he is in heaven. And Jesus now is back as God. Say with me, back as God.
Back as God.
In heaven we have Father, Jesus, God, Father, God with the human body. In heaven, representing God and representing us in heaven, and we have the Holy Spirit. Now that is how the Trinity works now. Jesus went back to heaven. The enthronement of Jesus is he seated as the prophet. Say with me, prophet. Second, seated priest. Say with me, verbalize with me. Seated as king.
Seated as
judge. Okay, this is very important. This is what we call the gospel of the ascended Jesus Christ. The gospel of ascension. As a prophet now, He is the Word and the truth of God. That is what prophetic dimension is, bringing dimension of God as a prophet. So whenever any vessel prophesying, it's actually as the prophetic anointing comes upon the fivefold ministry. He is the Word and the truth of God. And today we have Word and truth being released. For the church has many functions. One of the things is worship unto God. Second, edifying one another, ministry to the saints. Then we have evangelism to the world. We have spiritual warfare. Then the last one is we are the guardian of truth. Truth is now being restored to the church so that people will know the truth. There is no truth apart from the Word of God. Say with me, the Bible is the inspired Word of God.
The Bible is inspired.
The final authority in my life. The final authority in my life. This book is the final authority in our life. The other day I told you all, this is the oldest book, bestseller. This is the only book that the author is still alive.
Amen.
He still speaks to us. The Holy Spirit. That is why we need the church and the fivefold ministry, and the Holy Spirit will shine the light upon the Word of God, and you begin to mention of it by bread alone, by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, the Bible. Your faith must be rested on the Word of God. Anything that you're functioning, anything, any part of your life, you must have the Word as a base. If not, it will not stand through the storms of life. Do you know that?
Yes.
Your faith must be rested on the Word of God. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. He is seated as a prophet. Now what is he? He is the Word, and he is the truth. He is seated. Number two, today Jesus is in heaven. You're connected because I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You're connected to heaven. That is why I say I will build my church personally, individually. God is building you. Collectively we are building. Jesus is building us. Your connection must be real and must be strong. As a prophet, he is the Word. As a priest, Jesus, he is there as a reconciler, mediator, advocate, intercessor. He is interceding for you. There are two intercessors now operating in the body of Christ. One is Jesus in the throne room of God, in his right hand of the Father. Say, he's at the right hand of the Father. Then there's another intercessor, the Holy Spirit resides in you. It's in you. So now when you connect with the intercessor in heaven, an intercessor, Jesus, Holy Spirit in you, when you release intercession, things change. If you want to break the powers of the enemy and turn every works of darkness, the key is you must have prophetic intercession prayer. Say prophetic intercession prayer.
Prophetic intercession prayer.
And warfare praise. This is the weapon God has given to us. And I think Bill Hammond told us the beginning of the year is warfare praise. Declare and decree. Say declare and decree.
Declare.
You're struggling with problems and struggling with issues. Whatever. You say, I declare healing. I declare healing and I decree that divine healing from Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, I praise you, Lord, that you have done everything by the stripes of Jesus and healed. Warfare praise.
Amen.
Amen. I want to activate that this morning.
Yes.
That you will learn how to fight.
Yes.
Prophetic intercession. Say with me, prophetic. Warfare praise. Father, I pray by your Holy Spirit in this juncture that so many things are happening in our lives,
yes,
and these things in the world around, and many things are confusing. Lord, I pray that you will download from heaven,
yes,
this dimension, this grace, yes, that we will know how to do prophetic intercession prayer,
yes,
and warfare prayer, that we can turn the plans of the enemy,
yes,
and bring in the divine will of God. I activate it right now. I activate it right now into our lives, that we will have keys of the kingdom,
yes,
to shed the powers of the enemy,
yes,
and release the kingdom of God,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Say with me, he's the priest.
He's the priest.
So he's interceding, he's advocating. Now the next one, he's as a priest, I want to tell you, whenever you've been accused, the brethren, the accuser of the brethren is the devil.
Yeah.
So whenever there is an accusation against you, know who is behind it. Someone accusing you. The word devil means slanderer. He's accusing you. Just remember, you're not alone. When you cry out to God, Jesus stands before you. He's our advocate. He stands before you. He's the mediator and he's our intercessor. Jesus is in session today. Number three, Jesus is king.
Yes.
He's king. He's the ruler, governor of the universe. The world was shaken by three events. One is 9/11, when it hit 9/11 and everybody got the news, they did not know what's happening. The second is tsunami. When tsunami came, and Aceh particularly, when shifted, they say the world tilted. Actually, it never tilted. Only thing, the part of Aceh eroded. Eroded, and that is where we had climatical change because of erosion. I had the privilege of going to Satun, the part of Japan, Thailand, where we supported the work and saw that tsunami devastated place where the pastor also died in Satun, North, South Thailand. And to see that horrific sight of that tsunami hit area and the buildings, everything collapsed and many people, and the stench is unbearable. And the part of South Thailand, that southern area, just disappeared. And many people were shaken. What is happening? Then we have another one. Is terrorism, particularly in ISIS, ISIS. And the execution that is taking place. How many of you all saw the video clipping of the slaughter, how they behave people? So we screen it in our prayer meeting. If you have courage to see, get it from one of us. They actually take the Christians, dress them in red, like going into their abattoir. They put them in, chain them, gas them until they faint, and they put them up and slaughter them with a sharp knife. Oh, it's an awful sight. I couldn't stand it. I saw only one clipping. The rest I couldn't see. If that has come into this time, at this time, people are crying, what is happening? Who is controlling? What is happening? You know, when Jesus died, crucifixion, punishment by crucifixion stopped. When the Apostle Paul was beheaded, the emperor, the Roman Empire said, we will not execute people by beheading. Then over some wicked leaders came, the French Revolution, they started guillotining people. But the world made an outcry and that was stopped. And this has stopped. Now, in 2016, these are beginning to happen again. Jesus is coming back.
Yeah.
He is the one who has to come. He is the one who can only stop this nonsense.
Amen.
This suffering, this brutal suffering, killing. What I'm saying to you is, for us in the body of Christ, God has given us protection. Jesus is King.
Amen.
It will not go out of His control. Things will happen in the world according to prophetic dimension of His coming, because certain things will happen. but it will not go out of control. Say with me, it will not go out of control. Tsunami went to a certain limit and stopped. God says, enough. 9/11 went to a certain place of human behavior. That's all. The same with ISIS, it is going to stop.
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus will give you protection.
Amen.
Jesus is king. It means he is the ruler, he is the governor, and the universe is still under his control. God is still on the throne.
Amen.
Say with me, God is still on the throne. If everything is shaking, everything, say God is still on the throne. My Jesus is still on the throne. The fourth is Jesus as judge. Seated judge. You know, the moment you say seated judge, it means he is the discerner and the rewarder of all mankind. Amen.
Amen.
This is the gospel of the ascension. As the Lord, he is enthroned and exalted, God, man, worthy of all praise and adoration and worship, he need to be. He is the supreme. If anyone you go to worship is Jesus.
Amen.
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 Jesus went seated, and now today, as I read the scripture in Acts, he says that he will be in the right hand of God doing certain things. I'm going to share briefly 12 things he's doing in. And then when everything is foolish, certain prophetic word, and that prophetic word of fulfillment is to the body of Christ, the restoration, the maturity, the purifying, the developing of the church. The church to be a bride of Christ. Mm. The church is not yet a bride for Jesus. Mm. There's a lot of leavening, a lot of spots. Mm. God will purify or mature the church. And that is where the sixth foundation doctrine comes in. God will mature the church. When the church is ready, he will come down to receive the church. He's coming back soon. You know, in my studies, I begin to see God made heavens and the earth 6 days. 6 days. And he gave it to Adam. Adam ruled the garden on probation in the garden. This is the Edenic covenant. He said he gave them and said, rule. Adam and Eve was deceived, betrayed, and fell into the trap of Satan and gave the keys to Satan. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And Satan can rule as long as the lease of Adam is valid. But now for 6,000, now 6,000 years has gone, 6 days, 6,000. Now the 6,000 lease is ending and Satan knows his time is up. And that is why he's putting onslaught, especially to mankind, especially to the body of Christ. I believe the time of the lease, expiring day of the leasehold, time for Satan, which took the lease from Adam, is expiring. God is going to step in.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God is going to step in. The coming of the Lord is near. But we do not know when. We are not putting time. But we know it's coming. Many things. But whatever it is, we got to be aware. And if you know that Jesus, your Jesus, is the King, and He is the Judge, He is our Advocate, He will do everything for you, He loves you, then you've got to be strong. Today I'm trying to make you have an intimacy with Jesus is possible.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, many of us think intimacy in time of romance, but here is in time of faith. And covenant and dimension of relationship by prayer, word, and obedience is possible. And especially now, if you look at time, the timetable according to the sixth foundation stone, we are living in the time of resurrection of the dead. Say resurrection of the day. You know, repentance from dead work is starting from Martin Luther, bringing back justification by faith, then water baptism, all. And now we are living in a time of resurrection, ending of resurrection. Now we are in the time of judgment. So two things will happen. You will hear people being raised from the dead as a sign of that grace that is going. Jesus will raise God, the church will raise people from the dead just as Jesus did, as a sign that He is God. healing and miracles and signs. And now is the time of the resurrection. Two things must take place. And one is the restoration of the apostolic dimension in the body of Christ. Not title, not anything. It's the grace given to us last week. Sister Grace Liu shed on the grace that will come, the grace to function. That grace will give you what you call apostolic grace to function. One, it will activate miracles, it will activate angels, activate creative miracles.
Yes.
These have to take place before Jesus Christ is taking place. We are living in that. When there are people going to heaven and coming back, people being transported. One of the gifts is Philip's transportation. You know, you can be transported to one place. These will take place because God is speeding up the preaching of the gospel. Jesus is doing it. Why? Because Jesus is in heaven. He's in heaven. Say, my Jesus is in heaven. He's in session. Today, 2016. Today, what day? November 2006. He's alive, he's in heaven, he's session. He'll be in session for a while and he's doing 12 things. Say 12 things. This is not the whole thing, but it's just the 12 things. I want to do it briefly. What is he doing in heaven? He took his blood and he took his body. If you look in the tabernacle, the high priest, they're not going to the Holy of Holies without the blood. Jesus entered into the Holy of Holies. He took his blood and he took his body. So there is a glorified body in heaven and there is the blood of Jesus. Okay, let me talk to you a little bit on the body and the blood is the most precious holy thing on the universe and it's been not properly been preached. They provide the basis of Christ's session and his official function in the heavenly ministry. The whole book of Hebrew talk about Jesus' heavenly ministry. The body, today we have Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Jesus. The body and the blood of Jesus is the only entrance for you to come into the throne room of God.
Yes,
to spiritually, to literally, to. You see, the body is the same miraculous incarnated virgin born body prepared for the Holy Spirit. It is the body, it is the now, it is the same body that experienced the sinless infirmity and suffering and the resurrection and glorification. Now the body is in heaven. It's number one, it is for your surety that you will get to heaven. Because Jesus took his physical body, glorified body, and his blood. Now, because of that body, you, with your glorified body on the day of resurrection, you will get to heaven. It's a guarantee.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get to heaven with a glorified body. The body in heaven is the guarantees that all the saints, I want to repeat, all the saints will be raised up and glorified. Okay, this is the why the body is there. You will see Jesus when you get to heaven physically. You know, when we, any country, you go to any foreign country, you as an Australian citizen, you go there, if anything goes wrong, anything that you want to inquire or take assurance of security, you go to an Australian embassy, isn't it? Because there's an ambassador representing my country. Jesus is the ambassador. When you get to heaven, there's so millions of people there, you'll recognize Jesus.
Amen.
It's our assurance because of his physical glorified body. It's a guarantee. Second, he has his blood. There are churches that say the blood is dried and dried up. No, the blood is still available. He took his blood, and the blood of Christ is the precious thing because it's the only cleansing agent from sin in the universe. When you sin against God, you've done wrong, don't do works, don't pay anything to the church, run to the blood. The blood, say the blood cleanses. The blood cleanses. Beyond covering, he cleanses. 1 John 1:9, we have been talking in our principle of church life classes. He say he forgives you and cleanses you and declare you innocent. If we confess our sins, faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And not only when you confess, he forgives, he's faithful to forgive, he cleanses and makes you sin free. That is why this is the power of the blood of Jesus. The blood justifies you. Say the blood justifies.
The blood
is the one that gives you redemption. I think the verse is there. The blood is the one that gives you peace. The blood is the one that gives you communion with God. In 1 Corinthians 10, he says that you have a communion with the Holy Spirit. It's through the blood of Jesus. The blood is the only one that overcomes Satan. Jesus is in session. Now I want to give you in a brief way. Number one, Jesus is in heaven. Now he's in function. Court is in session. You know, when court is in session, everything is serious. It's a tense moment sometimes. Number one, Jesus, the appearance of Jesus in the presence on our behalf. Jesus stands for you. I mentioned and said that when you accused, Jesus will stand for you. He is our mediator. He is our intercessor. He will handle all the accusation of Satan, the charge against us. Revelation 12:10-11. There's a first function. He stands for you. Are you glad there's someone in heaven defending you?
Oh,
while we are here on this earth, many things are happening. Someone is standing. When you're charged, he's standing for you in heaven.
Amen.
No judgment will come. That's our privilege. Number two, he fills himself in the presence of the universe. Jesus is here. From heaven, when he was on earth for 3.5 years, he was only in the Palestine area. Now he went back, and now he can be in everywhere. He's in Perth. He is in this Murdoch University right now. That is why the presence of God is here. This is what we call the presence of God is here. There's another presence here. There's a localized presence when we worship God. Because Jesus is in heaven and he loves the church. Say, Jesus and his church is one.
Jesus and his church is one.
Jesus is eternal, the church is eternal. Amen. He's having, exercising in heaven, on earth, things on this earth. The earth will not go out of control. He's in session. He's in control. Third, he's directing the affair of the church, his body on earth, as the heavenly head. The head is the one who is doing the work in the church, every church. Jesus comes as a head. He is the one who ordained the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, the fivefold equipping saints, so that the church will fulfill and be prepared as a bride. Jesus is doing that truth. He is the one who is raising the directing. He is the one who bestows gifts and ministry in the body of Christ. Nobody can say, I want to function in this. No, Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, will give. The gifts and the fruits are sourced in the Holy Spirit. Say with me, the gifts. And the fruit is sourced in the Holy Spirit in me. So you are a potential vessel to release the image of Christ, or the fruit of the Spirit, or the character of Christ, and the works of God, which is the gifts of the Spirit. We got to function. Now at this time, we will be mingling together character and all the life of Jesus, and the gifts will function, and the world will see Jesus again. Amen. He's pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. Evangelism will take place. People will suddenly be awakened. This is also dependent on you crying out for your souls.
You know, it's the Holy Spirit brings man in conviction of sin and of righteousness and judgment. How does he does? He does one sovereignty, another one is mostly is because of the prayer of the saints. Stop praying for your families who are not saved, friends who are not saved. Your prayer becomes the line or the railway track where the Holy Spirit will bring. And the more detailed you are, the more time, more sharpened the target is. The Holy Spirit will suddenly awaken your parents who do not know suddenly about their sinful nature, and they will come to know the Lord and go understand workers. This is the sovereign work of God, but it's also dependent on the Church of Jesus Christ. I pray for all my family's members. My family members particularly, all are safe. It took some time, all are safe.
Hallelujah.
You can have the same thing because it's Jesus pouring out Spirit. Do you know Jesus this morning? Jesus leading worship of the redeemed together, both in heaven and earth to the Father. Jesus is leading the worship. We can say all the people are learning how to worship. Jesus is here to bring in the dimension of worship, how to praise and worship God. As we know, as Pastor Martin said, there is leaven in us. Our worship is tainted. But Jesus will help us through to give us true worship. True worship. We can have good music and everything, but true worship comes by the Holy Spirit. Jesus will say, and He will lead us. And I pray this church will capture the dimension. All worship leaders will capture the dimension of what Jesus, how to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Nine, He's bringing conviction and repentance. And faith to by the power of the Holy Spirit. 10, Jesus is in heaven, in paradise, to receive all the saints who die. When you die, there's a welcoming. Jesus will welcome you in heaven. Aren't you glad? I want to comfort all those who have relatives and who have died. We will meet them again, but they are in heaven. Jesus is absent in the body, present in the Lord. Jesus, one of His functions is to welcome. That is why, in funerals, we say, precious in the sight of the Lord, the death of His saints. I say, how can you be precious? Jesus is waiting. There's going to be a precious time. Jesus said, I'm waiting for my children. Your turn will come, my turn will come. Take comfort. Connect with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
He's administrating the affair of the kingdom of God and nations. And then lastly, He will remain in heaven until, say with me, until the restoration of all things that are spoken by the prophets to take place. After that, He will take the whole thing and come down and take the church. This is our future. Our future is in Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is in session.
Amen.
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 My objective this morning, and what the Holy Spirit says, strengthen my people with the relationship with God. It's real. It's not more than emotions. It's real.
Amen.
It's covenantal. Covenant, whether you feel it or not, it's a covenant. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves His church. He's for us. Who can be against us?
Yeah.
Take strength. God is with us. Heaven is with us.
Yeah.
The church is Jesus' purchased property.
Yeah.
You know, purchased property by His blood. And you're very important to God. Very important to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is working. He's going to work. And I know many of you are going through difficult times. Just the grace of God. Take on to the grace of God. You will come through. With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. Some of you have to go through certain things for maturity. There's no shortcut. We are living in a time where we are very impatient. We know about everything. We want quick microwave, instant noodles. We want fast cars in the rail, highways, and everybody is becoming impatient. But Jesus said, no, in Him, there is time and energy. May God help us that you will connect yourself to the Lord. If you are not, saved this morning, or you're backslidden, I pray, or you have not been properly collected, just cry to God, God, forgive me, wash me, come into my life, be my Savior and Lord. Jesus will come to you. If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and move in the gifts of the Spirit. Particularly, you need to pray in the Spirit, which is speaking in tongues. You need to. There's no quarrel about whether this is evidence or not. It is. The early church had it. We need it. And it's the only dimension. It's called a heavenly language. Say with me, heavenly language.
Heavenly language.
Heavenly language. You connect to God on this planet Earth. And when you speak to God, you are speaking to God. You need that this morning. And some of you are struggling with certain things. You need the grace of God to break yoke, and that you will be intimately related to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I ask the musician to come. I want you to maybe rest your feet and make a decision. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you to stand up, and I want to lead some of you to a prayer of commitment. And to read things over the Spirit. We need that in these last days. Many things are taking place. The church has promised the church for security and protection. Even in during tribulation time, God said, I will keep my church protected. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, you are in session. You are building me. You are in heaven. You are my intercessor. I'm not connecting to you. Now, Lord, wash me in the blood of Jesus. Others say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I live my life on my own. Today I surrender. I put my trust in you. Come into my life. Be my Savior, Lord and King. And you might be my God. I trust in you. For those who are not filled with the Holy Spirit, say with me, Jesus, wash me, cleanse me, fill me with the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit to guide me and lead me. In Jesus' name, I receive. For those who are struggling with callings and many issues in life, say,
Lord Jesus,
you are my advocate, you are my intercessor. Now, Lord, release your dimension of clarity and strength for the purpose of God in my life. In Jesus' name, Lord, fill me, use me, take me to a new level. As you are my personal Jesus, I personally give my life to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for sealing of this prayer. Lord, that everyone be born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, functioning Christians, functioning body of Christ. Lord, that the body will rise. I pray for the unity of the body of Christ in this city and this nation. I pray, Father, what is happening will spill over. That there will be oneness in you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Talk to him. Please stand. If you are going to struggle, some of you are spiritually struggling, some of you demonic attacks, I want to cancel that assignment. If that is you, just raise your hand. God just want to, not for me, it's for to let the Lord Jesus know that you are admitting you need him. If that's the thing, you just raise your hand. I'm going to pray for you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I cancel every works of the enemy. I take authority over demonic attacks, every oppression, fear, depression. I cancel it right now in Jesus' name. I release the truth of God. Jesus is our leader.
Amen.
I pray for divine healing, covering and protection of all the be healed. I speak divine intervention in our situation. provision, divine intervention, supernatural intervention in our lives, in every area. Resurrect tonight. Resurrect tonight. In Jesus' name. Peace, Lord. Jesus' love is real.
Amen.
The healing of Jesus is real.
Amen.
I've experienced divine healing. I want you to use what I experienced into your faith. You can claim divine healing. Say with me, divine healing.
Divine healing.
Supernatural healing.
Amen.
He is the one who makes you.
Thank you, Lord.
I speak healing right
yes.
now. Healing, Jesus.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for taking us to a new dimension.
Yes.
Lord, Holy Spirit, take us higher and higher.
Yes, Lord.
In you, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.